Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers systematic approaches to identifying and addressing customer objections through strategic content placement.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're tackling something that can make or break your conversions, handling objections before customers even voice them. Sometimes we can forget the simple fact that every potential customer has questions swirling in their head. Is this too expensive? Will this actually work? What if I'm not satisfied? Most marketers wait until these objections surface, but smart marketers address them proactively in their content. Let's walk through some ways you can turn objection handling into a conversion superpower. Start by becoming an objection detective. There was this software company that spent 2 weeks simply listening to their sales calls and reading support emails. They discovered their biggest objection wasn't price, it was fear about the learning curve. Once they knew this, they created content specifically addressing how easy their platform was to master. One way is to use the acknowledge and redirect technique in your content. Instead of ignoring objections, bring them up yourself. A consulting firm directly asked the question, wondering if hiring a consultant is just throwing money away, on their homepage. Then they immediately addressed why their consulting approach was different. This works because they're showing that they understand your concerns while positioning themselves as the solution. The key is acknowledging the objection early, then providing compelling evidence that addresses it directly. Another approach is to strategically place social proof that counters specific objections. If you find out that people worry about complexity, showcase testimonials that highlight simplicity. If they're concerned about results, lead with case studies showing measurable outcomes. One marketing agency I know creates separate testimonial videos for each major objection they encounter. One for, does this work for small businesses? And another for, how quickly will I see results? They then embed these strategically throughout their sales funnel. Now here's something not everyone thinks of. Timing can matter as much as content. Address price objections after you've established value, not before. Handle technical concerns early when people are still evaluating options. Walk in your customer's shoes and consider what they're likely thinking of as they pass through your sales funnel, and then place your counterpoints strategically to anticipate and head off any concerns before they take root. Here's your practical homework for this week. Pick just one piece of your marketing content. It could be a landing page, email sequence, or a sales presentation. Identify the two biggest objections your prospects likely have about what you're offering. Now, I want you to rewrite or add sections that address these objections directly using specific examples or social proof. Spend 15 minutes on this exercise, and you'll immediately see how much stronger your content becomes. That's all for today's episode on objection handling and marketing content. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared systematic approaches to identifying and addressing customer objections through strategic content placement. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. And be sure to join us next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.